Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
63026.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Sharon Katzman.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name?
My first and what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I already have your first and last name. I would need for you to verify your mailing address. I'm sorry.
It's 724 Chancellor Lane.
Thank you. So I do see here, it looks like this was on the 1st, April 1st. You were charged. It was for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings. And it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
I want to cancel this. I did not know I was signing up for this. So please cancel that.
Okay. Well, I can reduce the price of that app to $20. So it's at a discounted price instead of the full amount.
No, okay. I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get this canceled for you. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, you will refund the money, correct?
Okay. So as far as the charge, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bites Hub app and you would be having the chance to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle. So with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, it is a valid charge. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund for you. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That's fine.
Well, I'm doing that for you now.
Okay.
And it can sometimes take up to 3 to 5 business days to receive.
So I'm only being charged $5.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, but it is canceled, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.